is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Okay, so I wanted to say something about what was coming up with Advent. We've been doing a series now. A while back, I asked people for some of their favorite Bible passages, and I've been working my way through those. I was really hoping we'd be able to get all the way up to Advent with them, and we will. We've got three left, and technically, we have 4 weeks until Advent starts, till the first Sunday of Advent. There's this week, 2 weeks. After this week, 2 weeks. Well, the 30th is technically not the first Sunday of Advent, but I'm going to do kind of a pre-Advent message on the 30th. Our Christmas tree is going to be up, hopefully, the weekend after Thanksgiving. So, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? They've had Christmas decorations up for I don't know how long already at Walmart. Yeah, before Halloween, they had them at Walmart and Target, and it's just ridiculous. It gets started earlier and earlier. But this week, somebody's favorite passage came from the Book of Lamentations. Now, a lot of times we look at the Book of Lamentations and we think, oh, not that. Because, you know, just from the title, Lamentations, it sounds like it's going to be a real lift-me-up kind of thing. Because Lamentations means sadness. But if we look at this passage in its full context, it's beautiful. There's nothing really sad going on about it. The Book of Lamentations, we believe, was written by the prophet Jeremiah, who was preaching in Judea. And in Hebrew, in the Hebrew scriptures, the book is called How Deserted Lies the City, which sounds like a little sadder than Lamentations does. And when this book is, it's one of the shorter books, excuse me, it's one of the shorter books in the Old Testament. And very traditionally, this book is read on, you know, in most Jewish households, on the anniversary of the day that the temple was destroyed. Because that's what the book is about. You see, it was written at the time when Judah had fallen to Babylon. The country had fallen to Babylon, and terrible, terrible things were going on in Judah at this time. People were being deported away into the Babylonian Empire. People were being taken from their homes. There's even evidence that throughout what was left of Israel, there was cannibalism going on because it was so difficult to find food. It was such a difficult time in life. And as a spiritual center, people were really upset, mostly over the fact that the temple had been destroyed. It had been torn to the ground, and there was no place left for the people of God to worship. It was a sad, sad, miserable, horrible time in these people's lives. We have that kind of time sometimes in our lives as well. I mean, hopefully none of us have ever had to look upon a destroyed city or a destroyed home, but there are people whose homes are badly affected. Loved ones die. We may have had a home that burned down. And someone was asking the question just the other, just last night. Pastor Tom was asking the question, if suddenly your home is on fire and you have one thing, you have time to grab one thing. That might be all the time you have to get one thing out of your house, and everything else is lost. We face sorrow and hardship. We face lamentations in our own lives. Now, in Israel, this entire event, this entire point in history that we call the Babylonian captivity, because Israel was captured by Babylon, it happened because Israel was unfaithful to God. It happened because there was so much sin in the land. And I'm not saying that we have hardship in our lives because we sin. We have hardship in our lives. That's just how it is. We have sadness. We have heartache. We have lamentation. We just do. But even with Israel, and they knew, they had the prophets there telling them, they had the prophet Jeremiah telling them that this was going to happen because you're unfaithful, but don't despair. There's hope. And this is one of the greatest passages of hope and faith coming out of this book that is all about sadness and woe and sorrow. Lamentations chapter 3, starting at verse 22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion, for great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. There is so much hope there. Even in our sadness, even in our heartache, and even in our lamentations and woes, there is so much hope there. This coming from a man who's looking at his city being destroyed, who's looking at his temple falling, families being torn apart. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. You see, no matter how bad it seems to us, he's there. He's there to restore us. They are new every morning. Every morning. I've gotten into the habit of not getting out of bed until I can give thanks to God. Some mornings, like this morning, it was difficult for me to get out of bed. Not because I couldn't give thanks to God, but, you know, because I did that. Because I had another day. Even if I was stuck in bed all day today, I would still have the day. Still have the day. Still had a new day. Nobody ever promised me that I would have this day. Nobody ever promised any of us that we would have this day. And believe me, there are some people out there who do not have a day today. We haven't been promised tomorrow. But if it comes, it's a new day of his compassion and a new day of his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The word portion here is a reference to inheritance. Inheritance. It's something to come. We have to wait for our inheritances, don't we? The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Did we have more hardship when we were younger, or are we having more hardship today? Well, we certainly had hardships when we were young. Ask any young person, they'll tell you they have hardship. And we can look at their hardship and say, nothing. But when we have that hardship as youngsters, it makes us stronger, doesn't it? We learn from the hardships we had when we were younger, and we can look back as we get older and have more hardships and maybe harder hardships. We can look back and say, you know what? I made it through that. Hopefully we can look back and say, God helped me through that, because to tell you the truth, I wouldn't make it through some of the hardships I'm going through now on my own. I know God carries me through a lot of the hardships I go through, just as he's holding me up today. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. You know, we ask the question oftentimes, why is it that bad things happen to us? Sometimes the answer is because it makes us stronger. And that's the truth. Are we not stronger for some of the trials we've been through? Are we not stronger for some of the hardships we've been through? The next time we go through the same problem, we can just say, oh, I've had that problem. I can deal with that. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. It's really not a habit of ours today that when we are sad to get dust and ash involved. But in this time, that was the I don't want to say habit, but that was the custom. That's the word I'm looking for. It was a custom when you were in a time of sorrow to put ashes upon yourself that would help people to see that you were sad and sorrowful. You would put dust and ashes on yourself. I don't know exactly where that custom came from, but it would help people. I think it would help people to see that you were in sorrow, that you were having heartache. And though you may bury your face in the dust, there is still hope. Though you may be struck down, there is still hope. For men are not cast off by the Lord forever. We know this as well. See, a lot of people complain about the Old Testament being a time when God was just judgmental and wrathful. But there's hope. He brings Israel back. See, we know the story. This happened centuries before Jesus came. And we know that Jesus was born in Israel, right? So we know Israel's coming back. This time of captivity lasted for 70 years. 70 years. everybody was taken away. And then 70 years later, they came back. Men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. 70 years later, not only did they come back, they built the temple again. They built the temple again. And we know that when the temple was built the first time, you imagine the kind of building project that was. I don't know if you ever had a home built or something like that, but it costs a lot of money to build anything. Imagine how much it would cost to build something as grand and magnificent as the temple. I mean, we know from earlier in the Bible, the temple was built by Solomon, who was supposedly one of the wealthiest men that ever was. So he could afford it. 70 years later, when they build it again, it gets paid for by the government that is in charge. Not Israel. They didn't have to pay for it. The country that came along and conquered Babylon and sent Israel home paid for it. God restored Israel. And whatever the hardship that we're going through in our lives right now, we can be restored because God hasn't given up on us. We need to not give up on him. We need to not give up on him because we know he doesn't give up on us. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. He does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. I'd say a lot of the problems that we have in our lives are probably our own fault. You know, there was a popular saying, you know, back not too very long ago. They asked the question, what would Jesus do at the WWJD? You see it on little wristbands and t-shirts and stuff all the time. And to be honest with you, most of the time when I get around to asking the question, what would Jesus do? The answer is Jesus wouldn't be in this mess. So we bring a lot of our problems on ourselves. In Israel, quite honestly, they were warned. God sent the prophets to tell them, cut that out or this will happen. And then they get surprised when this happens. But he restored them because he loved them so much. And he will restore us because he loves us so much, so much. Even in the midst of our heartache and grief and woes and lamentations, there's hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so we don't miss what came in front of it. What a perfect hymn to end on. It is well with my soul. You know, the author of this hymn, Horatio Spafford, wrote this hymn shortly after learning of the loss, the tragic loss of his entire family at sea, his wife and his daughters. Daughters. What? Just his wife? Oh, his wife was the only survivor. Okay, I was close. He lost his daughters in a sea accident. His wife survived. And he was still able to say, because God was with him, that it was well with his soul. Tragic, tragic loss. A man in lamentation, certainly, but still had hope, still had faith in God, still knew that God loved him and he loved God. So with what's going on in your life today, is it well with your soul? Is the Lord your portion? Are you treating him as such? This new morning and the next new morning and the next and the next. Even in sorrow and sadness, we will be restored. We will come out the other side with his help because he loves us. Always have faith. Always have hope. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.